This is Ted Kennedy. The federal courts overturned the Bush administration's gag rule on abortion. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, ironically, the Bush administration didn't just suffer a political defeat on Election Day. It also suffered an embarrassing legal defeat. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington unanimously overturned the administration's gag rule that prohibits health care workers and family planning clinics from telling pregnant women about their options of abortion. The administration took so much flack for the original gag rule that they modified it last year to ungag doctors, but keep it for nurses. But the administration imposed that modification too deviously, Al, without going through the legal requirements to get public comment. The court struck down the modified rule, and the administration doesn't have the nerve to revive the harsher old rule. The gag rule may finally be dead, killed by the administration's own ineptness.
One last jab at our fine president, eh, Ted? And if I'm not missing something, it looks like you're really going to miss having George Bush around. Really, Ted, what are you honestly going to do without a president to bash on these issues related to abortion? With Clinton, you and I all being pro-choice, you're going to have to find yourself a new punching bag. Ted, removing the gag rule once and for all from doctors and nurses is a good victory for free speech and democracy. And Ted, your zeal to get the government out of our health care clinics was remarkable. Now it's time for you to use that same old fire to get government out of our small businesses and out of our back pockets so that Americans can have a real economic recovery. Wishful thinking? Ted, to always only remove the gag from the noisiest and highest bidder is very bad policy, and this only eternal inconsistency is enough to make all Americans gag. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the hard time Bill Clinton will face with Congress from the Democrats. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.